This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I'm not really a fan of Big Brother.
Right.
I just find it a bit boring.
Well, I watched a little bit of last year because my friend Ben was on it.
Yes.
And when it first came out, I was an absolute Big Brother groupie. I absolutely loved it. I would not miss an episode. We'd sit around and watch it as a family and then debate for sort of 30 minutes afterwards about different things going on and all this sort of stuff.
Everybody.
Mum was into it. And then it slowly petered off as the seasons went on.
Yeah.
And I'm like you. I haven't really watched this series. I watched one episode when I kept getting all these people telling me I look like Ben from this year's Big Brother.
Yes. So unbelievably uncanny.
I put it on just to see who this person was, expecting this amazingly hot Adonis.
Yep. Well, we've all got different ways of looking at it.
And that's not what I saw, so I haven't watched any since.
No. Now, there is some good-looking guys on it, and girls. You
but
know,
they're not
what
the
you
people
like.
People are telling me I look like, unfortunately.
No. But little did we know that one of our mates has gone in.
Well, last night, two intruders went in, didn't they?
Yes. Now, we don't know Justin.
No.
But we do know Nathan.
Well, Nathan Little is well known around town. Of course, he has hosted trivia at a number of venues.
Well, I just recently went to his last one wearing a wig.
You did. Yes. I know. Looking like Justin Bieber.
And it was a really good, or a serial killer. It was a really good night. I don't think he did know that night. Obviously, he didn't say anything.
Yes.
That he was going into the house.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, if people haven't watched it, Nathan is a big bear.
Yeah.
He has been on this show a couple of times talking about his show Beauty and the Bear.
Yes.
And also about his work at It's a Cock Out.
Yes. And Bad Father.
Bad Father is bad.
The duo group he was in. But if you do watch here and you are going to maybe vote for someone and you're not really sure which way to go, may we suggest that you go for Nathan because what a lovely guy. Such a lovely guy. Not that there's anything wrong with Justin. But
no. But also because what they're doing now is you can vote for whether you want Justin or Nathan to stay in the house. But what is really interesting about Nathan is that he is so contrary to the other gay people they've had on that show over the last kind of 15 years or whatever it's been running.
Yeah.
In that most of the guys that have been gay have either been quite bitchy, very, very camp, or Muscle Marys.
Yeah.
And he's none of them.
No, and as we know, the gay community is made up of so many different, people.
All the colours of the rainbow.
Yeah, and, that's our recommendation because he's such a lovely guy, and you can tell that immediately. He was a little nervous when he was talking to Sonia.
Yes.
But he's warmed up, no trouble, because he's a people person.
He's a people person, and he's great. I will say that I watched it last night because I knew Nathan was going in. And I don't care if people compare me to Ben because he is a sweetheart.
He is. I don't think that's the side of you that they were comparing it to either. It was definitely based on looks. And I said when you mentioned that that's absolute rubbish. Because, and the sweet side, no, as well. You know,
Are you going to be like this whole show?
Possibly.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Now, you know I love a costume party.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, my friends love throwing costume parties.
Yes.
And, there's another one. Well, there's a couple coming up in the next couple of months. One is Halloween.
All right. Yeah, of course.
Okay. I think I've got my costume organised for that one.
Well, you look amazing.
Thank you. Another one is a masquerade party.
And I love what you're wearing.
Thank you. Think I've organised that one. But one I'm going to is...
Oh, we're not going to get to know what they are, then.
When we get closer to maybe we'll talk about them a little bit more. But one that I'm going to in a few weeks is a 21st birthday party.
Oh.
where you go...
Wait.
Yes, I know.
Wait. Because I just don't think I know anyone. Well, my nephews and nieces, I think, are 21.
Right. It's not a nephew or a niece.
Right, all right. And, oh, no. Is it someone you're after?
No.
Because, Glenn, really?
No, it's not.
They're too young.
Is it someone Grant's been with? Yes.
Oh, no.
But anyway, that's another story for another day.
Oh, no.
This party is you have to go as someone from school. So it's like the suggestions they can go as a nerd or a geek or a cheerleader.
I would go as the sick bay nurse. Because we got on really well. She was so nice to me.
How much time did you spend in there?
Quite a lot. It would account for my lack of education. Because, you know, and I had to hold this already, but when I arrived in Australia, it was really hot. It was like a really hot summer, and I had to go and lie in the sick bay with a flannel on my head.
I can't handle it, he said.
It's too hot.
Too hot in here.
I'm fainting.
Yeah.
And then I just, once I'd found out that you could just while away the hours in there with a flannel on your head, I couldn't leave.
Never sounded more British, with a flannel on your head. Okay, so the sick bay.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if that's a group from school.
Group? I thought you said one.
Part of a collective.
Well, yeah, but that's dumb because you could go as like, you know, the headmistress or something, couldn't you?
You could do, yeah.
But you can't go as loads of headmistress. You're only going as one.
But it's like, you know, there are groups of emos or there are groups of cheerleaders or there are groups of jocks or groups of nerds.
Well, whose idea was this?
So, like, I don't know. I don't decide the kind of themes that people come up with for parties.
Sounds like a 21-year-old's idea.
Well, it probably is.
Idiot.
Maybe.
Bloody Gen. Is it Y or X?
I don't know.
No, Z, I mean.
Double A, probably, by that point.
Jesus.
But I want to know, I was going to go as a band geek. I was going to, like, get my trumpet. Well, that's
you
what
were
I want.
One. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, I was going to, like, take my trumpet and everything like that. And I even, like, I sent my mum a message and said, weird question, I know, but do you still have my old band uniform jumper?
Oh, no.
Because it was, like, this, like, royal blue knitted jumper with, like, gold writing, queer up high school college band or something like that. And I thought, perfect. And would wear it with a white shirt.
Asking an awful lot that your mum still got it.
It wouldn't have surprised me because she wrote back, I don't think so, but I'll check. Anyway, she doesn't have it, unfortunately. Because I thought it would have been fun showing up in that with my trumpet.
Yeah.
You know, I would have
done. The original. Because, I mean, obviously you could just go to anywhere and get an old second-hand one.
Yeah, exactly. The original. So I need other ideas.
Well, no, you can still do that.
Yeah, but it means I need to find a band uniform.
Oh, but just go to a charity shop.
It would have been fun if I had the original one.
Well, you haven't got it. So you just have to get another one or other ideas. I like the you know the other ideas, but still a good one though.
Mm.
All right. Well, I mean, we've got Melbourne listening right
That's
now.
Right.
The Joy goes international due to the Joy app.
Yes.
Why don't we ask the listeners?
Okay, 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Yeah, what can Glenn go as to a 21st birthday party, which is school related?
School related, yeah. All right.
It's a good one. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I think sick bay ladies. And, of course, there are many, many sick bay ladies.
Yes.
So you could go as one of them. And I know how you like to wear a dress.
It might happen.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, talking all things security.
Oh, yes.
I need to ask you a question. I need to ask your opinion.
I'm ready.
Because over the weekend, I got a new phone. The new iPhone that got released on Friday or Saturday, I think.
5S.
5S, yeah. I think that's, something like that.
Yeah, well, you needed it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other one could not make calls.
No.
No.
Well, no.
The other one was fine, but, you know, it's time for an update.
What did you do with your old one?
Nothing yet. I don't know.
It's a good idea to keep it just in case anything goes
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly. And it also can be a good little iPod.
Exactly right.
Mm.
Yep.
Anyway.
Thank God we live in a first world country.
I agree with you completely.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when I was looking at the new iPhone, one of the features that was kind of cool was that it had fingerprint technology.
Essential.
Are you aware of what this is?
I am.
So basically, you don't have to put a password in. It will scan your fingerprint when you press the home key. And I thought, how exciting.
Yeah.
And so basically you don't have to like put your password in if you're buying things off iTunes or buying apps. I thought, brilliant.
Because that just takes forever.
Exactly. To put in my password, TinaArena79, mm-hmm. is just irritating.
It's exhausting.
And so anyway, I was setting up my iPhone with the guy in the shop and the fingerprint thing came up. And he goes, no, you shouldn't do that.
And why?
Exactly what I asked.
Isn't this one of the new features?
Well, the man at the shop said to me, do you really know what they're going to do with your fingerprint?
Oh, but I mean, what?
I said, I don't know. Yeah. And he said, well, read the fine print because it actually doesn't say anywhere that your fingerprint would be protected.
But what about all your information that they've already got?
Like what, your address and your
email,
everything, and your credit card.
All your numbers and all your details.
But I don't know, is it the case that if they've got your fingerprint, it's worse?
But what can they do with a fingerprint?
Or they could set me up to say I've committed some terrible crime.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
By creating some kind of mimic of my fingerprint.
Where was the store? What dramatic queen was working? I wouldn't do that.
I don't know. You think I should do it? Well, I have done.
The last person who did that was O.J. Simpson. Look what happened. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I know. I mean, I agree, though, but I think it's a little bit too late to worry about whether Big Brother's watching you, because he is.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want to be accused of committing some terrible crime when I've just scanned my fingerprint on my iPhone.
Mm. Well, what is the point of having the new one then? I mean, I wouldn't get it for that anyway.
No, well,
that wasn't the only reason
why I got it.
Have you done it?
Yes, I've done the fingerprint, yeah. But I don't know, what do the listeners think out there?
Well, I feel inspired to come up with something that might get you put away for a couple of years.
Thank you.
You had your choice of crime that you committed, you have to think what one you'd like. Because I don't, you know, I don't want something really horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just something pretty bad.
All right.
Get you banged up abroad.
Let us know, is it safe to put your fingerprint? What do people think?
Would you do it?
Would you do it? 0427JOY949 or email honor at joy.org.au.
Because you've got that when you go to when you come back into Australia, haven't you? You've got different things with your passport. They check your eyes.
Your eyes now, yeah.
And they've got a fingerprint one as well.
Mm.
If you're a regular traveller and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I tried to get in that queue because there was no one in it, but no. No matter
register.
How many times I put my digits up, it didn't work.
My eyes were bloodshot when I returned to Australia.
They probably recognised that.
Wasn't
going
to work.
You're not Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Recently, I thought, well, maybe, you know, you've had your holiday, you've had a good time, you know. Come back.
9 weeks you were away for.
9 weeks.
Yes.
I did go to the gym a little bit with Rose.
While
I was away. But coming back, I thought, summer's on the way.
It is.
Do you have your bikini body ready?
Do you?
I didn't think I did.
No.
It turns out I was right.
Right.
And I have gone back to the gym.
Okay, so when did this start?
It started last week. Mm. I went down there and found one I liked.
You know? Right.
And then...
And what were the criteria you were looking for?
For liking?
Yeah.
Well, I'd got a voucher. And that included X amount of personal training sessions. And I thought, well, that's it. I'm
perfect.
In there. They're my favourite. Yeah. And met with them and spoke to the guy and then thought, you know, this is crazy. I love the look of this place.
Mm.
Spoke to the owner and said, have you considered sponsorship? To which he said, look, to be honest, I haven't.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a great idea, you know, and how would we... And so we went into the ins and outs,
right.
You know. And but basically, I left there with this just thinking, you know, this is going to be great. He said, the trainer said, now, when are you coming back? I said, 8:30 on Saturday morning, got a cross-training class.
Brilliant.
I said, well, that has got me written all over it.
Does it ever?
It turns out it was written in invisible ink. Because I didn't make it back. And then I went... for my training session on yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you didn't make it in on Saturday. And I said...
He remembered.
I said, no, I didn't. And he goes, yeah, I know you didn't. I said, well, why did you ask then? Which,
so you've already started being a smartass.
It's kind of, I just don't like the way they guilt you.
That's right.
Don't make me feel guilty. It will not get the best out of me. Mm. Encourage me. And, you know, it's not like
you, but what's interesting about you is that if that happens, you're like, well, F you. I don't care. I'm not doing it. I'll do what I want. No one's telling. I think that is right, isn't it?
It's almost. Because I tried to sweeten it a little bit and just say, you know, look, I just think it's probably better if we try to maybe encourage me. I didn't make it, but I did have good reasons. Mm. I didn't tell him what the reasons I was not been out the night before. And, but I said, I'm here now. I'm going to do it. Because it's just we've written up your plan.
Wow.
And if you've written up, said you're going to be doing this, now we need to find somewhere else for you to do something.
Wow.
I said, well, let's find it.
Yes.
Let's enjoy finding it.
Good.
He also said, how have you got on with your food diary? I said, not so great. I said, I haven't done that. And he said, well, you're going to have to do the food diary, otherwise we're not going to... I said, all right, I'll do the food diary.
Yes.
And he said, now, have you got the app? I said, no, I don't really like...
I was about to suggest.
I said, I should buy a book.
Oh, my God.
He said, well, we've got books if you want to use a book.
Oh, my God.
And I have started a food diary.
Great.
It's so retro.
Yeah, isn't it?
And so I started it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm writing everything down.
Great.
I just don't like that way of doing it.
That's why you've got to do it if you want results, Michael Dalton.
I believe we didn't do the food diary last time we got results.
Well, we got asked to do a food diary.
I did one.
You didn't do it.
I didn't remember seeing your food diary.
Yeah, I definitely had my food diary.
Dear diary.
Yes.
I had toast.
Two crunchies.
Dear diary, I've had a bottle of wine. About to have another. Well, anyway, yeah. So I said, look, I think I will keep a diary because that way I can read it out on stage one time.
Yeah.
I can read a typical day.
Brilliant.
Like Bridget Jones.
Oh.
So some of those days are going to be, you know, had cigarettes, had this, had that.
Go and find your Nana knickers.
Oh, I've got them on as we speak. They're the only ones that fit me. It's just why I'm keeping a kin food diary.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.